contracts. So there are some expenses and there are some things involved.
But there has always been a discussion as to what the cost was. And that cost is, I think they generally follow what they're allowed in their federal contracts, and they just apply that to the state contracts. So, yes, there's a concern. I chose not to get into that. That rate is somewhere between 20 and 26 or 27%, I believe. It may be different across the contracts. I think the administration can work on those numbers administratively. I know there's some concern. For example, when we add pay scales, we're adding to the indirect cost, and there may not be a cost addition in terms of administration, but they will be dealing with dual supervision when they deal with corrections on the probation functions and public safety on the public safety functions. So the question's a good one. We didn't address it.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator Wilkin.
Senator Hoffman.
Yes, sir. I think, you know, this program is an excellent program. One of the problems that the VPSO program has today is that there's been a high turnover rate, and by the implementation of this bill, I think you're going to see the turnover rate drastically reduced. You're going to see improvement in the services that are going to be delivered to the villages that are benefiting from this program. And I see this as a huge step in the whole safety issue that faces many rural communities. And I also would like to thank the senator for presenting this legislation.
Thank you, Senator Hoffman. Senator Wilkin again.
Chairman, Senator, I noticed that there's a O2 one-time federal grant for training on the fiscal note, but I don't see it in the federal receipts column. So do you know how much that is, and would it then be anticipated the state would pick that up after O2?
I would ask public safety to explain the details. I think it is picked up after O2 and has to be replaced, but I, you know, on specific questions on the fiscal note, I would like to have public safety explain them, and I think they can give you where. Here we are.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Ken Bischoff, Admin Services Director for the Department of Public Safety. With respect to the federal receipts, the department in this year's capital budget request, there's $1.8 million for a grant, federal grant, for training and equipment for village police officers and village public safety officers. That will be the funding source in this fiscal note. We're listing as interagency because it would be a reimbursable services agreement with the capital budget appropriation for these items. It is a one-time federal earmark that we received through the assistance of Senator Stevens, available for 2 years. We don't know if we're going to continue the federal funding or not.
Senator Lehman?
But Ken, on that point, I see the interagency receipt says about $100,000, but the note talks about, I guess the note doesn't say what the amount is. I was thinking it was more than that. So that $100,000 is coming out of the $1.8 million?
Well, Mr. Chairman, Senator Lieberman, yes. What we did to try to lessen the general fund impact on this fiscal note was look for costs that we could use these federal funds for, and those have been converted to interagency to minimize the general fund request.
For some reason, I was thinking it was going to be more than that, and that's why I was looking for the same thing for the identification. But anyway, it's about $100,000. Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Senator. Any other questions? Tomorrow. I want to examine the fiscal note a little more. I think we have a bill in the committee that will pay for this. And I'd like to tomorrow take up that bill and this one and move them out as quickly as we could. We'll take just a real quick at ease to get tomorrow we'll have SB 86, which is the teacher employment by subject matter expertise, and we will take up the bills that I previously had discussed, the municipal road bill as well as the public safety officer bill, and also also SBA 186 is on our schedule as well. If there's no other business, thank you, we're adjourned.